I move from his hands to look in his mouth when he says to me, Krishna was blue, but mouth open, tongue out, so it's more like a drum or a chant cut with a wheeze. So I stop, flick off the torch, and wait. He, anyway, regardless, carries on, blue utterly, boy, God, both, earth inclining, spilling sky, desirefully leaning in just to hold us. He coughs, waves the oxygen off. You've no truck with any of this stuff, have you, Doc? Even colour, just a trick of the light and the dark for you guys. But he was blue. Or no, blue was he. Depthless, puddle, touching, all the dusk. Blue like my lips blue, cyanosis. Yes, lovely words yours for our devastation, cyanosis. Any devastating words for our love? He pauses, breathes deep, dismisses again the oxygen, says, give it to someone else, my precise dose, to others, breathing smoke or waves or grit. But look, look, I tell you it because Krishna was so besotted with this, our matter, that he would even eat the soil in his yard, crawl, blue, dance, to chew the wet clay, until one day his mother, like you now to me, says, open your mouth, here, let me see. And we all know the rest. Toddler's glint, heart, God thumping, lips open wide, and the entire universe inside, sprayed like blossom at a blue cloud, and at her eyes, which, now telescopes, now microscopes, are changed instantly and forever, never again clocking distances, never these absent gaps between things. He stops at this point, opens his mouth, lifts his head, takes my hand, and pulls me in, just now to look, just to begin to see.